There's a physics result published this week that I genuinely think deserves more attention than it's getting. Researchers successfully observed the Penrose process in a laboratory setting. That's the theoretical mechanism by which energy can be extracted from a rotating black hole through the ergosphere. The remarkable part is that they achieved this effect without a spinning object. Theoretical physics, since Roger Penrose's original 1969 paper, has connected this process specifically to rotation. The energy comes from the rotational kinetic energy of the black hole. Observing an analogous effect without rotation means we may be missing something fundamental about how this energy extraction mechanism actually works at the quantum level.
And what are the practical implications of understanding that mechanism better?
The Penrose process has been theorized as a potential ultra-high-energy astrophysical process. It may explain some of the most energetic phenomena in the universe, like relativistic jets from active galactic nuclei. More speculatively, if you ever had the ability to approach a rotating black hole, it's the theoretical basis for energy extraction. But more practically, the lab analog systems used to study this involve plasma physics and electromagnetic phenomena that do have engineering applications in fusion research and high-energy particle physics. When your fundamental theory turns out to have an unexpected result like this, it's typically a signal that the theory is incomplete in ways that have implications beyond the specific phenomenon.
The mystery spheres on Queensland Beach being identified as rocket debris is a reminder that the commercialization of space launch has created a debris distribution problem that extends well beyond orbital clutter. Rockets shed components during launch and re-entry, and those components can land on beaches in Australia, fishing vessels in the Pacific, or populated areas. The specific spheres recovered in Queensland appear to be from a launch vehicle's hydrazine propellant tank structure. The relevant international framework, the Liability Convention, assigns financial liability to the launching state, but the enforcement mechanisms are weak and the identification process is often slow.
The NASA Super Guppy missing air venture due to storm damage is a smaller story, but one that the aviation community follows closely. Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, is the world's largest aviation gathering, roughly 600,000 attendees over a week in late July. And the Super Guppy, with its distinctive bulbous fuselage designed to transport oversized aerospace cargo, is always one of the signature displays. The storm damage raises questions about the aircraft's maintenance budget and NASA's commitment to keeping its specialized transport fleet operational as budgets tighten.
The North Carolina highway marker for Ham the Astrochimp is a genuinely charming story that connects to important history. Ham launched on January 31, 1961, preceding Alan Shepard's first American human spaceflight by just 4 months. His mission demonstrated that a living subject could perform tasks in the weightless environment, survive the acceleration, and return safely, information that was genuinely uncertain at the time. He retired to the North Carolina Zoo, which makes the July 14th marker installation there historically appropriate.
The Michigan Cyclospora outbreak is the public health emergency that's getting insufficient national attention. Approaching 1,000 cases in Michigan alone, spread to 28 other states, parasitic rather than bacterial, which means the illness timeline is longer and the treatment window is different than typical foodborne illness, and no source identified yet. Taco Bell pulling fresh produce items from their menu is a precautionary measure that reveals how concentrated the fresh produce supply chain is. One contamination event can affect hundreds of thousands of meals nationally before the source is identified.
The science that Sinai Health researchers published about 81 hidden genes driving aggressive basal-like breast cancer is the kind of research that doesn't translate into immediate clinical action, but represents a significant advance in understanding what makes certain cancers lethal. Basal-like breast cancer, which overlaps substantially with triple-negative breast cancer, has had fewer targeted therapy options than hormone receptor-positive cancers because its molecular drivers were less well-characterized. Identifying 81 previously unknown driver genes gives pharmaceutical researchers a dramatically expanded target list. The gene editing tool used to discover them, which appears to be a modified CRISPR screening approach, is also methodologically notable.
The Idaho mother charged with murder in the deaths of her twins, having blamed vaccines for their illness and apparently refusing medical treatment, sits at the intersection of public health and criminal law in ways that courts haven't fully resolved. Prosecuting a parent for medical neglect leading to child death is well established in law. But cases where anti-vaccine ideology specifically drove the treatment refusal are generating a second legal question about whether that belief system creates a pattern of behavior that constitutes criminal culpability rather than tragic individual mistake.